For some first responders, the recurring calls to the same addresses, the same victims, have created a calloused distance. For others, it has had the opposite effect. Quote, "We've become like hospice nurses," unquote, says Raider's colleague, Kishbaugh, the firefighter diagnosed with PTSD. Quote, "We've hardened ourselves against severed limbs and burnt bodies, but it's eating me up seeing the kids," unquote. The pain is deepest for the families of users, whose lives are swept up in a cycle of fear and hope, shame and despair. They try to cope, but often never escape. Quote, "I felt embarrassed, like, what did I do?" unquote, says Justine Gingras-Gagnon, whose 24-year-old daughter, Michaela, struggled with addiction before she died in September. Quote, "Even though she was drug addicted, she was just so alive. She was funny. She was smart. She was a 5'1", 103-pound dynamite," unquote. The actor, Philip Seymour Hoffman, who fatally overdosed after years of battling addiction, left behind a family. Quote, "When Phil died 4 years ago, I was so overwhelmed, vulnerable, and cracked open that anger became my protective shield, the only thing between me and collapse," unquote, wrote Hoffman's wife, Mimi O'Donnell, in an essay for this project. Quote, "I wondered if I had talked to more people, asked for more help, screamed louder, if it would have saved his life," unquote. Billy Merrifield, a captain of the Rio Arriba County Sheriff's Office in New Mexico, knows that feeling well. He spent his career saving lives, but was unable to save his own daughter. Quote, "I've experienced a ton," unquote, he says. Quote, "But you can't prepare for it when it comes to your own child," unquote. In the absence of a major national initiative, people across the country have gone to extraordinary lengths to help where they can. They bring food, medical supplies, and clean needles to kids living on the streets of San Francisco in the shadow of the tech world's billionaire dream factories. They work to steer people into treatment programs and out of the overburdened and ill-equipped prison system. They adopt their own grandchildren or foster kids whose own families can no longer care for them. They open their own homes to pregnant users, offering them a reason to believe that their life and their child's can be different.